item.
Thank you. Next amendment is 1A029 by Supervisor Roma West.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. So what you have before you, and each one of you also should have received this morning this packet on courthouse security. And so what we you have before you is a $50,000 allotment, which also comes out of this X-ray security equipment allocation to pay for a comprehensive comprehensive security analysis. And so what we would do is we would bring in an outside party and have them evaluate our Milwaukee County courthouse, and from there make recommendations as to current security practices, best practices for security for our other county buildings. Again, I did attend WCA this year. I attended the courthouse security workshop, and I was more than a little obviously taken aback by the fact that I don't believe that we've ever had a comprehensive analysis of our security. Right now, we have X-ray machines. We also have at least two guards and one sheriff's deputy on each door. I'm not sure that this is the best use of our county resources. In fact, best practices, according to the WCA conference workshop I attended, is that every day, each person coming into the courthouse, including employees, go through the X-ray machine. And so I think that in addition to this, this would allow for some suggestions regarding training. And again, at the WCA conference, I watched a video in which a very small courthouse in Alabama, where all of the employees had been trained with the active shooter training, a gentleman walked in there with a sawed-off shotgun, and only one person was shot, and it was not fatal. And everyone else did as they were trained to do and survived. And again, I've worked in the courthouse for 9 years. I've never had such training. I don't believe that our employees in other buildings have had training as to how to handle that situation, and it is a little distressing. And so whereas I'm not saying that we don't need X-ray equipment, what I'd like is I'd like to have a comprehensive evaluation of security in all of our buildings to determine whether or not we need X-ray equipment. Is this the right type of X-ray equipment? Do we need cameras? How many people do we need at how many guards do we need at our doors? What is best practices for getting employees in and out of the building, judges in and out of the building, on a day-to-day basis? So with that, I move approval.
Thank you. Any questions? Supervisor Vaughn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess if my memory serves me, I know the sheriff had concerns over courthouse security and implemented some changes this year. I would see the opportunity of working with the sheriff's department to accomplish something like this is doable. When the sheriff did his investigation into how well courthouse security was, he didn't really charge us or say that you needed to be paid to do it. He just did it. I think we might be able to work with them to get this done without, I would say, just spending extra money with the outside consultant and using our own resources.
Great.
Just as a rebuttal, the sheriff has been here as long as I've been here. And again, we have not had a comprehensive, at least, and I did ask the chief judge, I think everybody was sitting around the table when I did that, I asked both the chief judge and the clerk of circuit court whether or not they were aware of any type of security training or security analysis that had ever been done here in the courthouse, and neither one of them were aware of that. And so had this been high on the sheriff's priority list, I think, aside from the fact that he's very, very understaffed, I think for myself, it would behoove us to get an outside look, because that way you don't have personalities getting involved. You just have somebody coming in from the outside who has no horse in this game, if you will, saying, look, this is what we need. And not someone who may say, hey, this is what we need in order to increase staffing or increase, you know, whatever. I just want an unbiased look, an honest look at what our security needs are, not just for this building, but for BHD, for the juvenile detention center, for our Milwaukee County facilities. And in addition to that, recommendations on what type of training our employees should be receiving in order to make them safe while they're here at work. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anything else, Supervisor Boone?
Mr. Chair, I would just say the security equipment that was in the budget is by staff was claimed that it was needed. I would hope that we would move forward to continue to have the equipment in place to continue to provide efficient security. I think, I understand where the supervisor is going. I think if we request the sheriff to pay attention to this, that we could get a better look of maybe the needs or the lack of security in the courthouse. It seems to me that the security is pretty efficient for what we need, and we haven't had too many incidents that I can think of. But I think it would be great, better to just use our own resources. Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper.
Yes, I think, Mr. Chair, in committee they were concerned about the security system malfunctioning by the end of the middle end of the year. So I think that was the reason why it was that the security equipment was needed. I remember asking that question. So my question would be, did you take that into consideration, Supervisor?
I'm not saying that we won't order security equipment. What I'm asking is that we use the funds that were allocated for that equipment for this year and do a comprehensive security analysis to ensure that that is indeed something that we need to do. Back in the Amon administration, there was no courthouse security. Is that something we want to go back to? I don't think so, but I don't know. I'm not a security expert. And so my number one concern is having our security evaluated by experts, not just in this building, but again, in all of our other buildings as well, and making sure that we are following best practice. In addition to the allocation for the security survey, this also will form a committee that will internally look at security and make recommendations from different departments on what they see as security concerns.
Mr. Tyler, Ms. Esch, you have some comments on this?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, thanks so much. I'm going to ask my deputy to provide a little bit of an idea that might work. I think we are directionally supportive of the concept. We do have a concern in terms of the need, really, for getting our equipment replaced. It keeps breaking down. We can't even move it 50 feet and being at risk of it breaking down further. So the need to replace this equipment is, in fact, critical. But I'd like to ask Julie Esch to kind of suggest an idea.
Go ahead.
If I may. I'd be more than willing to work with emergency management to secure grants for doing this. We agree this is something that's necessary and important. We're working with them right now on business continuity planning, and I would be more than willing to work with them to apply for grants. Maybe we can achieve grant money for this, which would be wonderful. I will reach out.
Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So are you saying you're going to seek grant money in addition to the $207,000 requested for the security, or consider another amendment which removes the money? Where are you on that? Because one amendment removes the money. This one asks for a study. So are you saying the equipment? I need to know if you're saying the equipment is needed now or not.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, the equipment is needed now. And then we would seek an additional grant, a grant for additional money to do the security assessment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Ms. Hash. Before you leave, I agree with her about the initial grant, but I think she needs to put that in writing and lay it out exactly what she's looking for, so the committee and the county board will agree. Because I think what she's trying to do is compromise, and I agree 100% with that. So, because if we need the X-ray equipment, let's look at the constituents, look at yourself, come in this building on a daily basis. So let's work with the departments and make this work. Thank you.
One last thing.
Supervisor Stamper?
Yes, could you repeat the timeline on when you feel that it's going to expire and the malfunctioning and what we discussed in committee? I don't know if that was you, Ms. Julia.
Go ahead.
Chairman and supervisors, I'm going to emphasize and reiterate what Julie said. The equipment is critical. Without getting into details, and we've adjusted appropriately, we had problems this week. And we also are taking measures to procure rental equipment should we have that kind of difficulty again. I agree completely with the supervisor on the study and any information that can be provided to enhance security and enhance policies. Anybody in the building that would refuse that would be a fool. It'd be useful information. There might be dollars associated with it, but that would be good information. That equipment goes down, I can guarantee longer lines as well as an immediate risk to security. Now, should we screen everybody coming in the building? That's something we're discussing, every single person. But right now, that equipment's used for screening. And we've caught and identified items that should not be brought in the building with that equipment.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I have a question as to how old that equipment was. There was a news story a couple years ago in which, I don't know if it was Channel 6 or Channel 4, came into the courthouse, and in addition to just highlighting the filthiness of the courthouse, they also noticed that there was security equipment, the X-ray equipment in particular, that was sitting off to the side and not being used, and it was brand new. So how old is the security equipment that we're using?
Supervisor, Chairman Supervisor, it's approximately 10 years old. Doesn't get away from the fact that we're having continuing technical issues with that equipment and spending a lot of money on repairs and also potential rentals. We don't have new equipment sitting on standby. We would use that equipment.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I will. I'd like to move forward on this amendment today. I will wait for some language from Ms. Esch, and then should that suffice, I will withdraw this amendment on the board floor. I just want to caution my colleagues and our department heads that I'm sure that if you would have asked the Washington Navy Yard or the Sandy Hook Elementary School whether or not, or Virginia Tech, as to whether or not their security was up to par, I'm sure that they would have said that they thought that it was. And when it came down to it, unfortunately, it wasn't. And what I'm trying to prevent is, in today's day and age, a tragedy happening here in our courthouse, and even one person perishing is, to me, a tragedy. So I see Supervisor Mayo's willingness to work with me on this, but I do believe that this is very important. Thank you.
Okay. So we still have the motion to approve this amendment. We do have one registration against it. Linda Tidquist, 626 East Holt from AFSCME. Take the roll. Okay.
Supervisors Haas?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Rommel West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
No.
Stamper?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
3 ayes, 6 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A029 fails.